there's a problem in the SEO. There is a pandemic in the SEO industry. There is way too much emphasis put on tactics over strategy. In this video, I'm going to show you how we did less as an agency and we tripled our revenue. Stay tuned. This is one of my favorite visuals that I think depicts what it's like to run a traditional SEO agency. Herding cats, right? You know the feeling. As soon as you get one thing done, something else pumps up. You can just never get ahead. You're always just staying level. And this is a pandemic in the SEO industry because we are constantly chasing tactics as opposed to strategies that are better for your business and that better service your clients. That's what this really comes down to, is understanding who your core customer is, what is their pain point, and how can your service solve that pain point? And what are the least amount of things that you need to do to take them from where they are to a happy client? But if you look around the industry, everyone's chasing headlines. There's a new tactic that pops up all the time. There's an algorithm update that happened here, and you're constantly trying to jam that into your service. You end up doing way more that the customer's not asking for, they don't want, they don't care about. It's not helping them get results. It's just busy work, and it's detracting from the results that you're getting. It's detracting from the client's happiness, and it's detracting from your top and especially your bottom line. Now, we've got a solution for this. We figured it out at our agency this year. We went back to the drawing board and we really said, okay, who's our core customer? What problems are they having? And how can we help to solve them? And how can we charge the most for that by doing the least amount of work? So I want to introduce, or probably reintroduce to some of you, this concept called productization. Productization is all about streamlining your process, taking something that's very complex, like SEO, and turning it into something that's repeatable, scalable, and simplified, aka turning your service into a product. So critical for a lot of reasons. Number one is because it streamlines your service delivery. It reduces your cost, it reduces redundancies, and it reduces so many headaches within your business. Imagine if you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you don't have to worry about doing a schema analysis or a custom technical audit or a website renavigation, all this different stuff. If you're just doing the same thing over and over again, you don't have to worry about these other things. It's going to be easier for you, and it's going to be better for the client too. That's key. It simplifies hiring, right? If you have a simplified service, you have less roles, you have highly specialized roles, and it makes it a lot easier to bring people on and then also training those people as well. Also, on piggybacking off that, it just makes it easier to get results. When you're doing the same thing over and over again and you don't have to worry about other external factors, you can baseline results. You know without a shadow in your doubt when it comes to your confidence, when it comes to selling, and when it comes to managing clients, that you are putting them in the best position to succeed because you've run this process a million times before and you know exactly what type of results they can expect from it. But when somebody comes to you and you're doing all sorts of different things and they ask you a very simple question, which is, when can I expect results? You have to give them this bullshit runaround answer that they hate, and it turns them off and you don't even realize it, but you're losing clients by doing that. If you are the agency or business owner and you are still doing services for clients, you're never going to grow past a certain point. You just can't. You're the leader. You got to focus on moving big rocks for the business, not little pebbles, and doing actual client work. Trust me when I tell you, there's a million people out there that can do the work for you right now. If you just trusted them, number one. But number two, if you had a better process to deliver your service and it wasn't throwing spaghetti at a wall every time, then maybe you could build something that other people would understand and you could hire and train them for very easily. And then you can focus on making money and not hunting down a damn canonical tag. Also, the easiest path to automation. I see so many agencies that are interested in automation, but when I ask them to show me their processes, which is the baseline of any true automation, they have none. You can't automate spaghetti on a wall, but you can automate an assembly line. So let's talk about some of the things that are go into what a productized service is, because it's not just about your service. It's about standardizing everything. It's about having processes for everything and having a smooth and streamlined business. That's a joy to run. That's not a headache. Pricing. Our pricing is the exact same, no matter who the client is. It's easy to understand, it's easy to grasp, and it's targeted the right way as well. When I say targeted, I mean we're solving a specific pain point for customers. That pain point has an inherent price attached to it. The price of them doing nothing and how much it's costing their business, or the price of them trying to do it themselves. We're able to attach a price that resonates with them because it's less than the pain point that they're experiencing, but it's more than what it's costing us. That's pricing economics in a nutshell. We understand how long and how many hours it takes us to deliver our service. So we know what it costs us. We know what the cost to the client is. So we're able to impute that cost as value into our pricing. That's how you do value-based pricing. You understand what it costs you. You understand what it costs the customer, and you tack that on. Very simple. And it's standardized. There's no argument. There's no nothing. It doesn't fluctuate. It's like if you go to Target and you try and buy a table, like that table has a certain cost because that's how much it costs the company to run. That's how much they're charging for. It's the same thing with your service. When you run a product as service, that pricing is standardized. Your team is also standardized. I talked about this, your roles. We have two roles in our company. It makes it super easy to hire and super easy to train for. Building a team is one of the hardest things that you're going to have to do as an agency. But if you have a productized service, it's a breeze. It's easy. We literally post a job in Slack and we have somebody hired up by the end of the day and fully trained up by the end of the week. Just said training. Again, when you're running the same roles over and over again, it's very easy to create an SOP, give it to somebody and have them run it. Proposals. Proposals are a huge problem for SEO agencies. You spend all this time doing spec work and free work and trying to identify all these things. You send it to a prospect and then they ghost on you. We don't do custom proposals. We send an email and we send a deck. That deck is a template. What we've done is we're trying to anchor that pain point against our pricing and help them to understand that it's going to cost them less just to pay us to do it than for them to deal with it on their own way. So we don't have to put together this whole rigmarole and crazy custom proposal thing because that's not what we're trying to do here and it's a waste of our time. Sales. This has made building a sales team super easy because we're selling the same thing over and over again. It's very easy for my sales team to grasp and it's even easier for the prospect to grasp. So I want to now talk about how we took this and applied it to our agency, Webris, and how we've grown so drastically in such a short period of time because of it. And it starts with something that we teach in the Blueprint training, which is a mind mapping exercise. Mind mapping is basically taking every element that goes into your service and just putting it on paper so you can understand these things. From there, you can start to strip things away that don't move the needle. If it doesn't impact the client's top line or traffic, whatever their goal is, whatever they're paying you for, then you don't want to do it. What's the point? We don't want to do fluff work. We want to do stuff that moves the needle. That's it. I'm going to just kind of skip towards the output of our mind mapping exercise because it'll take hours for you to run through it. Basically, the output was we also came up with these like five little parts, these buckets that you can kind of use to group an SEO campaign. And I'll show you how that played into our productized service in just a minute. So when we talk about taking a prospective client, whatever their pain point is, to what makes them a happy client and getting them results, these are all the things that go into it and the things that we need to do in order to collect that money responsibly. First is we got to review the data, make sure that there's no past errors, get an understanding for the website. We got to put together a project plan, some sort of overarching guide that just keeps us on pace, really more internally than externally as well. We got to do some sort of technical review just to make sure that there's no roadblocks and we can fix those roadblocks and potentially get a quick pop in traffic if there are any. We got to do keyword research. We got to do on-page improvements. We got to do keyword research again. We do keyword research in two parts. Part one is for call like bottom funnel pages, like a product page or a service page. Part two is for top funnel content marketing. Then we got to put together a content strategy and content topics. And then we got to actually get that content created. The next part is just going into link building strategy and audit, making sure that we've reviewed anything in the past. There's no penalties or anything like that. And then we got to acquire links for them. And then the final part is just reporting. So these are all the things that go into really what it takes for us as an agency to get our prospective clients, the clients that we usually work with, results. We got to do all these things. So we take this one step further, we can start to understand what the level of effort is and what we should be doing in-house versus what we should be doing outsourcing, right? Because outsourcing is a powerful tool to get very complex problems off your plate and handled by a company or a freelancer or a contractor that specializes in that and can do it for you at a lower cost than what you're charging for. So things that we do in-house are everything in green, right? And the things that we outsource are in gray. So we don't write content and we don't do link outreach for clients. We have a database that we'll pull from, that we'll use. But for the most part, we just assign a contractor to doing that for us. And these are two really important parts of an SEO campaign. These are really a large part of the output, right? Like actually creating content, actually acquiring links. And we outsource them because what this allows us to do is focus in even more. So when I talked about these standardized roles, when we look at what we have left in here, we group these into three buckets. Bucket one is admin. So it's going to be like project management, account management, the data review, project planning, reporting. These are all handled by an offshore person in the Philippines for us. They work for us full time. They set up the reports. They put together some notes for us and they set project plans. Super easy to do. And project planning is especially easy because we're running a productized service. It's literally the same project plan over and over again. So we don't need a specialist to build a project plan like a lot of SEO agencies do, which puts a major blockage on your hiring and staffing. Like if you have to hire somebody specifically to understand how to build project plans from an SEO point of view, that's really hard to do because you need them to have very detailed SEO skills, but at a very low price point. That's a really, really hard role to hire for. So we got rid of that through our productized service. So essentially what we're left with here is a technical role to do our website quality audit, which I'll walk you through. And then more of a content role to do keyword research, on-page improvements, and content strategy. That's it. So we have these really two kind of three roles, admin, technical, and content. Those three roles allow us to build the framework for what we need for people to deliver the work. And now we're just building underneath them. The more people that we need, we just hire underneath these leaders. They're easily trained because we've got the processes, we've got video training, and they're up and running very quickly. So let's take this one step further. Now that we've talked about flushing out everything that's included in your service, now we can look at it from a different scope and a different lens. Again, when we looked at the market, especially through COVID, and we looked at who our customer is and what's best for them, we realized that forcing a 12-month contract on them, especially during now with everything that's been happening over the last year, is not what's best for them, and it's not what they want. We're trying to stick a square peg in a round hole, if you will, that just wasn't working for anyone. It was making it really hard for us to sell, harder for us to deliver, and also harder for us to sell that to our customer. So we went back to the drawing board. We looked at these buckets and what we're doing and what the core concept of what we're doing. And we looked at how we could repackage and reposition these for something that's best for our customer. And then also I'll talk about how economically we're making more money out of it, again, by doing less. So this is our proposal deck. This is what we send to our prospective clients. We do an email kind of analysis along with this. We do a phone call analysis along with this. But this is it. This is what we send them. And they're basically able to select which productized service that they want. So just a brief intro. And then it goes into these four buckets. Again, I hope these look familiar. The baseline, this is going to be our technical sprint. Foundational sprint, this is going to be our keyword research and on-page. Growth is going to be content. Promotional is going to be links. So we captured those four pillars, if you will, of the things that we had to do for clients. But the reason why we broke them off into sprints as opposed to one singular campaign is because not every website needs a technical review. They just don't. If a five-page attorney website comes to you on WordPress and they're like, hey, we want to rank first for X, Y, and Z keyword, you don't need to run a technical analysis. That's not what's best for the client, and it's not what's best for you. So we can just offer them the things that matter to them, right? Versus if target.com comes to us and we know that they don't need links, they don't need content, they really just need a deep technical scrub, then we've got our singular sprint that we can offer to them. That's what's best for them. So let's dive into these a little bit more because I know you guys have been asking. So breaking down these four sprints, again, you're going to start to see how what we just mapped out feeds directly into this. So what we have is what's included, what's the result, and what's the cost. We go into what's included. We do an analytics review and a search console review. This is not an audit. This is not a deliverable. We're just making sure that these things are set up properly. If they're not tracking goals or conversions or they don't have an XML sitemap set up, then we can't run our website quality audit. So we do these things as a matter of just making sure that these things are set up properly. So there's benefit to them in that too, right? We're basically going to help them get better tracking and what have you, but it's really also for us, again, to make sure that we can run the audit that we need to run. The website quality audit, this is something that we've developed internally. This is a tool that pulls in data from six different sources. We can use it as a technical audit. We can use it as a content audit. It's a very, very, very powerful tool. And I think this is even more important for those of you who are interested in the automation side of things. To run this audit by hand for a traditional agency, to run any sort of technical audit, there's usually about 10 hours of data pulling, setup, formula writing, just getting all the data into one place. My business partner, David Krevet, we actually have a piece of software. It's called query.recipes that allows us to basically build these tools in a platform called Google BigQuery. That allows us to set up this audit with one click. So literally saving us 10 hours worth of work and allowing our team to focus on what matters, which is really just the analysis of the data in the presentation to the client. And that feeds into our pricing, right? Automation is great for us because it saves us time, but that also allows us to charge less, which allows us to be more competitive and more aggressive when we're going after some of these accounts. Because we're not losing money by doing less work. We're actually making it easier to sell more contracts, and we're making the exact same amount of money that we'd be making off this audit, charging a hell of a lot less than if we'd be doing it manually. Because again, setting up a technical audit with a technical specialist for 10 hours is going to cost my company 10 hours worth of cost. But if we can remove that through automation, because we have a highly productized service and productized deliverables, then we can offer a lower price. And we're also able to offer, like I said, these standardized pricing. This is an element of a productized service. This is literally just run on the number of URLs that there is, because we understand how long it takes us to run this audit, so we can charge accordingly. This is very easy for a prospect to comprehend, understand, and they understand exactly what they're getting as an output of running this sprint. So that's our technical baseline sprint. Sprint two is all about basically keyword research and on-page optimization. So again, this is priced based on the level of effort, which is the number of pages. Basically what we're delivering for them is what we call a content brief. So we'll do the keyword research, we'll do an on-page optimizations matrix, but we don't write content, as I said. So we'll deliver this document. It's what we call a content brief. It's essentially a coloring book for creating SEO-based content, page title, URLs, etc. All the research goes into it. We'll deliver however many pages we're working on, we'll deliver those briefs. That's our foundational sprint. And again, we focus this on what we call bottom funnel pages. So product pages, category pages, service pages, features pages, etc. The growth sprint is where we go into top funnel pages, blog content, resources, webinars, etc. So what we'll do here is we'll do keyword research, we'll identify the topics for them, and then again, we'll put together these same content briefs, but these are more focused on content marketing, not bottom funnel landing pages. This is all based on the number of topics or content briefs that we deliver to them. So if they want 10 briefs, it'll be 3K, it'll take 21 days. Again, this is how we do content marketing for clients. The final one here is just our promotional sprint. This is our link building sprint. We have a database full of links. We also use an outsourcing partner. We simply charge $350 per link. Again, we go back to these four buckets. You can see these are all the things that a potential client would need for us to do for them to get them results. But we've now repackaged them, represented them in a way that's best for them based on what they need, not what we need to do, but what they need and what we can offer them. And then we've also repackaged and repositioned this in a way that we can go after the market with a tongue-in-cheek way, right? Now you're probably sitting here thinking that we're leaving so much money on the table by not doing 12-month contracts and focusing on these short sprints. And I want to talk more about the economics of this and show you how we're actually making more money off of sprints than we were 12-month contracts. And this is probably one of the harder concepts that you'll have to grasp because you're basically letting go of your security blanket, but for the most part, productized services are not going to be on the recurring revenue model. And the reason is, again, because if you want to charge recurring revenue, your product or service has to be recurring. That's why software works so well with that. Like you're signing up for SEMrush or DeepCrawl on a recurring basis because you're using it every month. But when it comes to a productized service, it's inherently going to be shorter and it's going to be focused more on a campaign level as opposed to long-term, this is what we're doing every month. So there's pros and cons to this. Y'all know I'm a pros and cons guys. Recurring revenue is much harder to sell. One-time payments, we have simple closes, right? We don't have to do this long proposal process. We're actually getting one-call closes when we're selling sprints. And that's of course because when they look at a 12-month contract, that's going to cost them $50K a year versus a sprint that's going to cost them $15K. So as I said, we identified this on our end as this long proposal process that would take months to close. It would also just take a lot of our time to put together these proposals. We've now simplified that, right? We've identified what their problem is. We have a conversation with them about it. We educate them on our services and how we can alleviate that pain point. And then we anchor that pain point against our cost. So it's a much easier decision for them to make. It's also just the basic psychology of the fact that when they compare that to another SEO agency's quote, it's far less. However, on the other side of that is that recurring revenue is much better for predictable growth, right? You get a 12-month contract and you know what you're going to make for the next year. However, there's always issues with collections, right? We actually, one of the agencies I was running, we had one quarter of our yearly revenue was tied up in collections or late payments. That's a problem, right? I tell people all the time, closing a contract does not mean that you're making money. You do not make money until that money hits your account and clears your account. So we moved to this model where we're collecting the money up front. And we're also offering back-end offers and upsells, which I'll show you how we're doing in a moment, to collect more off of this singular sprint model. Right? So what you're looking at here is a breakdown of what a 4K per month retainer looks like versus what our average sprint model looks like, right? So in the model up here, the monthly retainer is 4,000. The yearly revenue is 48,000 and the quarterly revenue is 12,000. However, there is a need for constant work and resource allocation. You're dealing with headaches, asking where things are, what's coming this month, especially when you get into like the middle of a campaign. You usually start off hot and then in the middle of a campaign, the client's like, all right, dude, like what's up? You're also dealing with issues with collections and late payments. You know, even though you might send someone an invoice up front, you're going to start the work anyways because you're on a 12-month contract and you know in your mind, you're thinking, well, we're on a contract, so they're due to pay it. That's not the case at all. So again, these were all pain points that we understood for ourselves and we wanted to change. So when we looked at this, we said, okay, look at our average sprint is usually around like 14 to 16K. That's usually what we're selling because we're not just selling one sprint. We're actually building them a sprint plan that we believe is best for them. That could be three sprints. It could be one sprint. It could be 10 sprints. Again, it's all about what's best for them and the work that they need. So the project total here is only 16,000. The yearly revenue is only 16,000, but the quarterly revenue is 16,000, right? Versus 12,000 here. That's another 4,000 that we're collecting per quarter. versus a retainer model. So when we're looking at this over the long term, the work here for a sprint is easier to plan and deliver. There's also potential for more revenue down the line that I'm going to show you in a second. And there's more cash collected in a shorter period of time. This is the most important thing, guys. There's more cash collected in a shorter period of time. And again, when we compare this, well, you say, okay, well, after you finish the sprint, though, you're getting another 12K this quarter. Well, for every one lead that we were getting, or every one contract closed that we were getting for a 12-month retainer, we're closing five sprints. So actually, when you lay this out, we're collecting about an extra 18K for using sprints than we were over 12-month retainers. You see how that math works? You see how just looking at the same problem from a different scope, we're selling the same exact service. We're still doing SEO, but we've packaged it in a way that's better for us operationally. It's better for the client in terms of cash, work being completed, just everything top to bottom. It's better for both parties. And on top of that, what sprint models allow us to do, again, because we're basing our pricing, we've automated so much of the things that you would have to charge for or inflate your prices for with traditional SEO. It allows us to offer our service to pretty much all points of the market, right? So when it comes to, this is sprint 1, 2, 3 here. When it comes to building these sprint plans for clients, which could be viewed as a retainer in a sense too, we're just not contracting these in. They're not required to pay these. These are all, you know, floating month to month whenever they want. But when we put together our, you know, proposal, our pitch email, we'll dictate to them, we'll tell them, hey, this is what we recommend. Sprint one, once per year, starting in January. Sprint two, we'll do that quarterly. And sprint three, let's do it every other month, starting in April. We're still able here to tack on upsells and more sprints down the line. Just, you know, if we did one sprint here, we do one sprint, we're collecting 6K cash, and then we have the ability to tack on other sprints down the line, right? Once we build the trust, we use this as a tripwire product, we get in, we identify more issues getting paid to do so, and then we say, hey, look at, you know, our website quality audit turned up that these pages are really deficient in keywords and on-page targeting. Let's go ahead and do a sprint to fix that. And we just keep doing that throughout to extend this contract. What it also allows us to do is work with a smaller website who might be on a tighter budget, because again, our profit margin is locked in based on sprint, because we've got our utilization in terms of how long it takes us to deliver this dialed in so quickly. A baseline sprint for a local website will probably take us 2 hours to run. That's 2 hours worth of work that we're collecting for 3K. Right. Whereas before, when we were doing our 12-month contracts, we were constantly turning away smaller businesses because we said the level of effort was not there. But when you've got a productized service and your onboarding is automated, your service delivery is streamlined, and you've cut out all the crap, you're able to focus on things that move the needle. And this client is still able to work with us and get results, and we're still collecting the same amount of profit that we'd be collecting up here. So I just threw a lot of concepts at you guys in this video, hopefully opening up your way to think and just being that small hinge that swings that big door for you, understanding that you already have the core elements of what you need to have $1 million SEO agency. You just need to look at it a little bit differently and potentially position yourself better for who you want to target as your client, and then offering them a service that's productized, that's easier to deliverable, easier to scale, easier to baseline, and is just better for both parties. This is a concept, productization, that we teach very hands-on within the Blueprint Training. If you're interested in working with us, partnering with us one-on-one to help your agency productize your service, hit the link below. Have a conversation with me directly. I promise you, if you are doing less than $3 million in revenue annually at your SEO agency, if you have a simple 20-minute conversation with me, I will help you make more money. I will help you unlock things that you did not know were there within your agency. Hit the link below. I look forward to chatting with you soon.